This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on patient Arazo de Guerra. That is one full last name. First name is Elvia, so I'll spell the last name. E for Europe, R, A for Apple, Z for Zebra, O, D, D for David, E, Guevara, G, U, E for Europe, V for Victor, A for Apple, R, A for Apple. First name Elvia, E for Europe, L for Larry, V for Victor, I for India, A for Apple. Today's date is August 28, 2024, period, new paragraph. Yesterday, while she was in Macy's department store, M for Mary in capital letter, A for Apple, C for Charlie, Y, S for Sam, department store, when she tried to go up the escalator, E for Europe, S for Sam, C for Charlie, A for Apple, L for Larry, A for Apple, T for Tom, O, R. She felt lightheaded and she fell down. Probably she transiently lost consciousness, period. She was able to support herself on the hand, so she did not sustain any major injury except small laceration at the angle of the mouth, period. On questioning further, she says she felt she was losing balance, and she says her vision was clear, period. She also had a similar episode 5 days ago while she was in the grocery store department, and after walking for about 30 minutes in the store, when she went to vegetable department, she had a similar episode of lightheadedness and near syncope, but she did not fall and did not sustain injury because she was able to hold on to the side rail or a cart, period. This did not happen with the change of position, but this happened when she was already up and around, period. Both the time she felt she may have a balance problem and not the visual problem, period. She has a history of cervical spine arthritis, period. In general, she has done well, and she lives alone without any major problem, period. She was evaluated by primary care physician, and no significant abnormality were noted on her physical exam, period. She is on Losartan, L for Larry, O, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, 50 milligram twice a day, period. She has a history of cervical spine arthritis, period. She had a cataract surgery for one eye on June 23, 2024, and second eye on July 24, 2024, period. She also had an extensive dental workup and including dental implant 1 year ago, period. No history of chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. She thinks she can walk about half a mile without getting short of breath, and she can climb about 2 flights of stairs, period. No history of palpitation, comma, cuff with expectoration, comma, edema of feet, comma, bleeding tendency, or GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. Her functional capacity has remained adequate. She can do moderate amount of work without any symptom, period. New paragraph, past history, history of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of any myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, period. History of pre-diabetes, P for Peter, R, E for Europe, pre-diabetes, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both. Dorsal speed is 2/4 and both posterior tibial, not palpable, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity is 140/140/74 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth in the costal space, within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is 1 to 2 plus S4, period. No S3, period. There is a ejection systolic murmur 2/6 in the aortic area, which may be due to aortic stenosis, period. The new paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm with the rate 68 beats per minute, period. And there are non-specific T-wave changes in lead V5 and V6, period. New paragraph. Analysis. Patient had a 2 syncopal episode in last few days without any warning, period. To evaluate for any cardiac etiology, plan is to do echocardiogram and carotid duplex study, period. Patient is a risk factor of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia and diabetes with the recent hemoglobin A1C 6.6%, period. July 16, 2019, patient had a IV Lexiscan cardiolite scan, which was negative, with the ejection fraction 96%, period. So plan is to do echocardiogram and carotid duplex study, and depending on the results of the test, further management will be planned, period. The etiology of syncopal episode is not clear, period. Shortness of breath on mild to moderate exertion continues, period. Patient lives alone in her house, period. Depending on the clinical course, further management will be planned, period, ni paragraph. The initial impression, number one, syncope, August 27 and August 23, 2024, period. Next line, number two, hypertension. Next line, number three, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number four, diabetes mellitus, period. Plus, she has been diagnosed in the past with thyroiditis. Thyroiditis, T for Tom, H-Y, R-O, I for India, D for David, I for India, T for Tom, I for India, S for Sam. Thyroiditis disorder and acquired hypothyroidism. Acquired, A for Apple, C for Charlie, Q, U, I for India, R, E for Europe, D for David. Hypothyroidism, H-Y, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, H-Y, R, O, I for India, D for David, S for Sam, and M for Mary, period. New paragraph. Plan is to request the echocardiogram to evaluate for cardiomyopathy, period, number four, aortic regurge, and number five, mitral regurge, period. New paragraph. Initial impression, number one, recurrent syncope yesterday and 5 days ago. Next line, number two, hypertension. Next line, number three, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number four, acquired hypothyroidism, acquired, A for Apple, C for Charlie, Q, U, I for India, R, E for Europe, D for David, hypothyroidism, H, Y, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, H, Y, R, O, I for India, D for David, I for India, T for Tom, period. Next line, number six, no postural hypotension was noted. Hypotension, HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period, new paragraph. Please note that patient was asked to stay supine for 10 minutes, period. Then supine blood pressure was obtained, which was 130/60 millimeters of mercury with the heart rate 70 beats per minute, period. Next line. On standing up, immediately the blood pressure was 120/60 millimeters of mercury with pulse 72 beats per minute, period. Next line. 1 minute in a standing position and the blood pressure was 130/64 millimeters of mercury with pulse 72 beats per minute, and 3 minutes in a standing position after getting up, the blood pressure 130/60 millimeters of mercury with a pulse 68 beats per minute, period. So above finding suggests that there was no definite postural change in blood pressure and the pulse, period. Niparagraph. The consul over, thank you. This is Dr. Kataria.